Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Lamed, and we are at the Mishnah on the very top line of daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bas Rachel and Itamar Chaim Ben Tzipora. So we're moving along in Perek Yesh Noichlin, dealing with the real Nachlois Sugyas. Now, as it relates to the topic of today's daf, it is going to be the famous shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. So we've seen Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha's shita thrown around throughout the parak. The words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha were, "Im Omar al Misha Ra'oi li Yorshoi Dvorov Kayamin." What exactly those words mean? Hopefully at this point we know a little bit, but in terms of the ground zero for understanding the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, it really begins with this Mishnah that we are about to learn. Zokteilu Mishnah Oimer, if somebody says, Ish ployni yirosheni b'mokim sheyesh bas. So this is a man that is writing his will. He had no sons. He had a daughter. Based on the halacha, his daughter or daughters are going to inherit him. Stating that, he said that I don't want my daughter to be the one that's the Yairish, rather Ish Ployni, which at first glance seems like some random person, I'd rather him be the Yairish. Or Biti Tirosheni B'malkim Sheyesh Ben, or this dying man had a son and a daughter, where the halacha is that it's his son that stands to inherit him, but he doesn't want his son to get the Yerusha. Rather, he wants his daughter to get the Yerusha. So he said, Biti Tirosheni, I want my daughter to be the one that's going to Yarshin, B'makim sheyesh ben, when in fact he has a son who, based on the halacha, is supposed to be the Yerush. In both of those cases, says the Mishnah lo yomar klum, whatever he said is valueless. Shehisna masha kasa b'tayir. A person has no ability to manipulate the laws of Nachlois. And if in the Torah it says that if a person has no son but a daughter, the daughter Yarshins, you can't say Ish Ployni Yirosheni. And if the Torah says that if a person has a son and a daughter, the son Yarshins, you can't say Biti Tirosheni. As a result, whatever it is that you said, Lo Yomar Klum. Now let's not forget the Mishnah that we learned on Daf Kuf Chavav on the base, the previous Mishnah, which said that a person, of course, has a right to give a gift that's going to violate the spirit of Nachlis. That's okay. So if you use a Lashon Matana, then this is not an issue. The reason the Mishnah says Lo Yomar Klum is because the person in our Mishnah is not giving a gift. What he's saying is, Ish Ployni Yirosheni, Biti Tirosheni. You want this to work and operate and function with the rules and regulations of Yerusha. Well, you can't make up your own Hilchas Yerusha. The Torah laid out how Yerusha works. If you try to deviate from that, even Kikutsa Yishol Yud, Lo Yomar Klum, Mepnei Shehisna Masha Kasabatayr. Stating that, Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha said, Im Omer Al Misha Roy Li Yarshoy, Dvarav Kayamin. Va Al Misha Ein Roy Li Yarshoy, Ein Dvarav Kayamin. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha said, Tanakama, I agree with what you're saying. However, you have to read the not such fine print. If that other person was someone that's not a legitimate Yairish, then I agree with everything that you're saying. Loy Omar Klum, because you're a masna mashakasa batayr. What would be, however, if that other person is also a legitimate Yairish? So, for example, let's say somebody has three sons, and he singles out one of his sons that I want that one son to get the entire Yerusha or to Yarshin disproportionately. Over there, even though you're technically violating the spirit of Nachlois, because the Torah says that if you have three sons, then the three sons divide equally, of course, with the caveat that the Bechor gets Pishnayim, Afilu Hachi, it's going to be okay. The only time it's Lo Yomar Klum, Mipnei Shehisna, Masha Kasabat Torah, is if the person that you're giving it to is not a Yairish, it's then and only then that it's going to be an issue. Either way, this Mishnah is the Makar to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. We just learned it on a Mishnah level. The Gemara now is going to do what it does, and that is analyze it, comment on it, and learn it on a Gemara level. Says the Gemara. So, there was a Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha in the Mishnah. What did the Tanakama say? If somebody says, Ish Ployni Yirosheni, B'mokim Sheyesh Bas. Biti tirasheni b'mokem sheyesh ben. Lo yomar klum, because you were masna mashakas abatayro. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said that if a person would say that I want someone else to get the Yerusha, but that someone else is technically a Yerush, meaning that someone else is anyways going to get something, but now you're giving him more, or you're giving him everything, then Dvar of Kayamim. It's Davka, if it was Al-Misha Enoi Royal Yerushai, that it's Ein Dvar of Kayamim. At first glance, if you think about this Mishnah, it doesn't sound like there's a Machloikas, right? What did Tanakhama say? If somebody says, Ish Ployni Yerushaini B'makim Sheyesh Bas, that Ish Ployni, is he a royal Yarshai? Doesn't sound like it. Biti Tirasheni B'makim Sheyesh Ben. Is that Bas a royal Yarshai? Sure not. If a person has a son, the daughter's not a royal Yarshai. So it almost sounds like, from the cases and the nuance of the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama is saying that the reason Ish Ployni Yerushaini B'makim Sheyesh Bas, Biti Tirasheni B'makim Sheyesh Ben Lo Yomar Klum, is because you picked to give the Yerusha to someone that's not a Royal Yarsha. As if to say, if that other person would be a Royal Yarsha, then Dvar of Kayamim, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said. So if you were going to analyze this just from a pure Mishnayis perspective, you would say, oh wow, this is the Makar to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. So you'd be very happy on the one hand, but I think you'd be a little let down because it's not clear what the Machloikas even is, because I don't know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika just is like being mefarish a shtickle what was already implied in the Tanakhama. Is that true? And that's really what's playing itself out in this first Gemara. So the Gemara says, think of the sheet of the Tanakhama. Taimu da'ache b'mokim bas, u'bas b'mokim ben. It sounds like from the Tanakhama of the Mishnah that the reason Leo Maklum Ibn Shisham Mashakas Batayra is because the person that this man, this dying man singled out, is someone that's not royally Yarshai. Habin ben Habonim, Ubas ben Habonim, Dvar of Kayam. What would be, however, if the Ish Ployni wasn't just an Ish Ployni, but rather you singled out a son amongst your sons? Or you didn't say Biti Tirasheni b'makim sheyesh ben. Rather, you said Biti Tirasheni b'makim sheyesh banois. You singled out one of your daughters. It sounds like in those cases, Dvar of Kayamin. The problem is, Eimo Seifa, take a look at the Seifa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said, Amram Amisha Roy Liyarsha, Dvar of Kayamin. Hainu Tanakamo. Isn't that then the Tanakamo? In other words, the Gemara asks what we just spoke out. The inference from the Tanakama is Lachuris Chitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. And if that's the case, so what are the two shittas? What exactly is the machlokes? So the Gemara says like this: V'chi tema. Maybe you'll tell me, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, afilu achar b'mokem bas, bas b'mokem ben kamar. Maybe we have a misunderstanding of the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Our understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika was, and by the way, is, and that understanding that we have is based on facts, because again, that is, and also it's the way Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika has been quoted throughout the parak, that if someone has several sons and he chooses one of his sons to be the Yerush, or if someone has several daughters and he chooses one of his daughters to be the Yerush, Dvar of Kayam. But the Gemara at this point says maybe that's really not Shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Meaning maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika holds that, but he holds even more than that. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, when he said him Amra Misha Roy Liyarshai, the definition of Roy Liyarshai is even if right now in this Yerusha this person doesn't stand to be a Yerush, but this person is a Yerush. So for example, a son is a Yerush, a daughter is a Yerush, a father is a Yoyresh. A brother through Mishmush is a Yoyresh. So maybe what Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika is saying is that as long as the person that you picked out isn't just some random guy that you once met and you decided you want to bequeath all your nechasim to, but it's a Yoyresh, even if right now in this exact case, this person wouldn't Yarshin. Why? Because you have sons and that person is a daughter. Good, but al kapanim, a daughter is a Yerush. And maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said. In other words, the machloik is then between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika would be that according to the Tanakhama, enochinami, if you would pick a ben ben abon and bas ben abon, it would be good. However, if the person that you chose is a Yerush, quote unquote, but not a Yerush in this exact Yerusha, that's where it's lo yomar klum. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says, no, imamar al misha roi liyarsha, even if it's not a ben ben abon, even if it's a bas ben abon, being that a bas is technically a Yerushas, or if you pick the father, you pick the brother, maybe that in and of itself would be okay. But the Gemara says, you can't say that. You know why? Because for Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, Rabbi Shmuel, who was Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika's son, said, Quote, he said that I know my father, he fought this war with the Chachamim. And I want you to know that his machloikis with the Chachamim was never al acher b'malkam bas, umas b'malkam em shalei amar klom. There was never a disagreement with regards to a situation where somebody wants to give the Yerusha to some strange person b'malkam bas, or even to a bas b'malkam ben. They were in agreement, loy amar klom. Aman nechleku, what was the machloikis? Al ben ben habonim, ubas ben habonis. The machloikis was dafka if you single out one of your sons amongst the others, or one of your daughters amongst the others. Sha'aba Oimer, the Tata said, father said, that Yiresh, it works. The Chachamim Oimrim, and the Chachamim said, lo Yiresh, that it doesn't work. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha told us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha himself only said his halacha by a ben ben abanim and a bas ben abanis. Well, from the Mishnah, it sounds like the Chachamim, the Tana Kama, agree with that. And if that's the case, freak the Gemara, what then is the machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha in the Mishnah? So this is the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. You have the two shittas, the Chachamim that don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha who obviously holds of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, and really, if you're ma'ayin in this Mishnah, 10 lines into the Gemara already, it's not clear what the machloikis is. Because even the Chachamim said that ish ployni yirasheni b'makam sheyesh bas, or biti tirasheni b'yakam sheyesh ben, is lo yam rakum. But it sounds like ben bein abon and bas bein abon is woodwork, which is shitas, Rabbi Yechim and Reiko. So what is the machloikis? And the Gemara has two eitzes how to learn this Mishnah. Iba yaseimo, the first option is midukamaloi nechleku mechlal the tanakama sova nechleku. What did Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Abreichem and Breika say? Loi nechleku abba v'chachamim. Father and the rabbis, they never argued a case of an achar b'mokim bas or a bas b'mokim ben. Now, who was Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Abreichem and Breika talking to? What was he addressing when he made this comment? Says the Gemara, it sounds like there was a rumor floating around. There was a yesh oimrim in the Kosle Beis Medrash that held that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha and the Chachamim really did argue that case. Meaning, not loy nechleku, but nechleku. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha didn't only say his halacha by a ben bein abonim and a bas bein abonis, but he said his halacha even by an acher b'mokim bas and a bas b'mokim ben, which is precisely why Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha felt that he needed to address this inyan, clear the air, make sure everybody knows the truth, and that is loy nechleku abba v'chachamim. But if Rabbi Shmuel ben Benoish Rabbi Yechim and Breika said, loy nechleku abba v'chachamim. It sounds like there was someone out there that held nechleku abba v'chachamim. You know who that someone was, says the Gemara? The Stam Mishnah. The Tanavar Mishnah. Meaning, whoever the author was, Stam Mishnah's Rebbe, that presented the two shittas in the Mishnah the way we have it, held that Rabbi Yechim ben Breika said his halacha, even be'achar b'mokim bas and Bas b'mokim ben, and that is the machloikis then between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. According to the Chachamim, ha'im ish poyni yirashen b'mokim sheish bas, biti tirashen b'mokim sheish ben, lo yamar klom. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, even in that case, it's going to be okay. What if it's a ben bein abon, a bas bein abonis? It's implied from the Chachamim that they would agree that, of course, it's going to be okay. So, enochinami, according to our Mishnah, the machloikis Tanakama / Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha is ish ployni b'mokoyim bas, or biti b'mokoyim ben. In a case where it's a ben bein abonim, bas bein abonis, everybody agrees that it's going to be okay. I, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha said, loy nechleku abba v'chachom alach b'mokoyim bas, u bas b'mokoyim ben, ama nechleku davka al ben bein abonim, bas bein abonis. That's Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. That's not what the Stam Mishnah here in Yesh Neuchlin held. But Enochinami, our Mishnah doesn't shtim with what Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha said. It doesn't have to shtim. It's a machloikis tanam as to what exactly the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha and the Chachamim was. That's the first way you can learn the Mishnah. Gishmak. Iba yaseimo. Alternatively, you could do a little bit of surgery and you can make this work. Kulei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. Really, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. Meaning, it doesn't sound like there's a machloikis here in the Mishnah. There is no machloikis. And then why are there two sheets? There's only one sheet. But read the Mishnah. It's two sheetas, surei mechzer, v'hachitani. That's the oldest trick in the book. And obviously, if you have that, you may be able to make it work. Okay, so how do you read the Mishnah? V'hachitani. This is the way you learn the Mishnah. I'm explaining you a sheni b'makam sheish bas, b'titi resheni b'makam sheish ben, lo yamar klom. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Habas ben habonois uben ben habonim. Im amay yirish kol nechasav dvarav kayamim. If, however, it wasn't an ish ploini b'makam bas. It wasn't a bas b'mokim ben, but it was a bas b'mokim abonois, and it was a ben
Ben Habonim. Then already Dvar of Kayonim. Whose sheet is that? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broik. Shed Rabbi Yochanan Oimer. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Broik said, Amram Yisharoi le Yorshoi, Dvar of Kayonim. Meaning the Kash is, it sounds like from the Mishnah it's two Shitas, but really the two Mishnahs are one and the same. It's not two Shitas, it's one Shita. Then why does it sound like it's two Shitas? Because we have the wrong gears in the Mishnah. Chasurei Mechsev Achiktoni, it's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Broik. It's Shed Rabbi Yochanan ben Broik. It's really one long continuation, one run-on sentence. It's one Shita that's being mentioned. Bottom line. There is a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and the Chacham, right? What exactly was the machloikis? And we now know that in and of itself is a machloikis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, who you would think would have some inside information, he said the machloikis was ben abonim, bas ben abonis. That's where Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said, Dvar of Kayamim, even though you're violating the laws of Yerusha and technically you're a master masha kasabater, it doesn't matter. Still, it's going to be okay. But if it's a random person, or even if it's a bas ben abonim, it's not going to be okay, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Stating that, from the way our Mishnah presented the machloikas, it sounds like the author of our Mishnah held that, no, in a case where it's ben ben abonim, bas ben abonim, even the Chachamim would agree that it's okay. It's not an issue of masa masa kasa batayr. The machloikis is dafka, where it's bas bein abonim, or it's achir b'makom abas, with the caveat that you would need that other person, according to Rabbi Yochanan Breik, at the very least, would be a yoyrish. So a bas b'makom ben doesn't yarshin, but the bas is for the yoyrish. And as a result, it's then that this would work. So who do we paskin like? We always have Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Breik, the most famous shita of Perek Yesh Noichlan. So do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, or do we not? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, V'chein Amar Rava, Halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. So Shmul and Rava, they both paskin that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Okay, so let's just come up for breath for a second. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika has this massive chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says that even though if somebody manipulates the laws of Nachlas, he's a Masa Masha Kasabat Torah and Lo Yomar Klum, stating that if the person that you're giving the Yerusha to is a Yoyresh, what's the definition of a Yoyresh? Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yechem ben Broika and the Tan of our Mishnah, then already Dvar of Kayam. What's Ton Beer in Shitas Rabbi Yechem ben Broika? Who cares that the person that you're giving it to is a royal Yerusha? At the end of the day, the Torah laid out Seder Nachlois. And if you violate Seder Nachlois, you're a Masna Masha Kasabat Torah. So really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, all of Lahavi Araya, why it should matter if the person is a royal Yarshai is not a royal Yarshai. And really, that's the next Gemara that we're about to learn. The Gemara is going to source the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, and not surprisingly, what's going to emerge from the Gemara is it's Xeris HaKasa, because it's not something you can know Misvara. Misvara, it doesn't matter if the person you're giving it to is a royal Yarshai, is not a royal Yarshai. Ben Ben Abonim, Bas Ben Abonis, Bas Ben Mokum Aben. At the end of the day, you're a masna masha kasabat Torah, unless you have a source. Oh, if you have a makar in the Torah, so obviously, checkmate, game over. And the Gemara is going to demonstrate now that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika was coming from a gzeira sakasav, and that is the source to this great sechidish. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, my time in Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. What is the makar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika? Amar Kratz learned that from the following pasuk. It says, V'hoya b'yoim hanchiloi es Bonav. So the Torah over here is talking about the laws of Yerusha. Specifically, this is a Parsha's Kiseitze, the Parsha of Pishnayim. Okay. But it says, V'hoya b'yoyim hanchiloi es bonav. And from there we learn, HaTorah nosna reshus la'av l'hanchel l'chol mishiyirtze. The Torah gave the father permission to be manchel, the estate, to anyone that he wants to be manchel to. What's the diak? So if you look at the Rashbam, four lines from the bottom, V'havimotzi l'michtav b'yoyim sheyinchalu bonav. So when the Torah talks about Yerusha, the Torah doesn't talk about it from the standpoint of the Yarshim, which is the way you think the Torah should have talked about it, but from the standpoint of the mace, not from the Yesh Noichlin, but from the Yesh Manchilin. So it would have been more appropriate, argues the Gemara, to say Biyoim Sheyinchalu Esbanov. What's Biyoim Hanchiloy Esbanov? Why are we talking about the Manchil? To show us that this Manchil has incredible power, incredible executive rights when it comes to the laws of Nachlis. And that is, the Torah said that if you want to give it to whoever you want, that's something that you're allowed to do. Now, L'chol mi sheyirtze sounds like anybody. Oh, so then you learn the next Rashbam. That what does it mean, l'chol mi sheyirtze? Mi banav. Meaning it's not literally everybody, but it's only someone that is technically a Yairish. V'hoye b'yoyim, hanchilo yes banav. So you have the koyach to be manchil to one of your banav, even though he's a ben ben abanim. But hanchinami, you can't apply this on a broader level than that, says the Gemara. So Rava said that the Makart Rabbi Yechim Emrek is a pasuk. We knew it was going to be a pasuk. We gave it away. What is the pasuk? We're talking about Yerusha from the standpoint of the Manchel. It seems like the Manchel has incredible power to decide and pick and choose who he wants to give the Yerusha to. Amalei Abaya told Rava, Hamila Yuchal Levaker. Nafka, why do you need Vahibiyam and Chileas Banav to teach me the halacha of Ben Ben Habanim? I have a different makar. Luchura, you could have learned it from the pasuk that says Lo Yuchalavaker. So what's the pasuk Lo Yuchalavaker? It's the hemshech of that same pasuk. Vahibiyam and Chileas Banav, Esacha Yeloi, Lo Yuchalavaker is Beno Ahuval Pnei Ben Asnua Bechar. So the Torah says that when it comes time for the father to be manchel, and he's going to decide who gets what, right? That was Rava's Diyak in the pasuk where it's mashma Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko, but lo yuchal levaker is ben ahuva pnei ben asnua bechar. You can't take the pishnayim and give it to the ben ahuva if there's a ben hasnua. You can manipulate the pishnayim. Now it's just kedai to mention this right now, and that is even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko holds that a father has the right to pick a ben abonim and a bas ben abonis, but that's only as it relates to the chelak hapashut. But if you want to give a pishnayim to one of the other sons, meaning you want to make him the Bechar, so to speak, and you want it to work B'derech Yerusha, again, you want to give a gift, you can do whatever you want. But if you want to do it as a Pishnayim, that you can't do. And the reason you can't do it is because the Torah says you can't do it. Lo yuchal levaker is benu ahuva, al pnei ben asnua bechar. But Abaya told Rava that from the fact that the Torah says that you can't give over the Pishnayim, what does that sound like? It sounds like that if it's not a question of Pishnayim, it's not a question of being mevaker as beno ahuva al pnei bena snua. It's just a question of transferring over the Ikka Yerusha minus the chelek habechayra. It sounds like that's something you would be able to do. So Amalei Abaye LeRava, you're telling me that the makar is vahaya b'yem anchila is banav. You have a diak, and the Torah went out of its way to teach me this halacha. The halacha of Rabbi Yechem and Breika. Amalei Abaya, why would the Torah have had to have done that? I think there's a more simple makar, and you don't have to come on to Vahaya B'yayim Hanchile Yizbanav. What's the simpler makar? For Lo Yuchal Avaker. And what does it sound like from Lo Yuchal Avaker? You only can't manipulate the Pishnayim. But if it's the Chelek HaPashut, that's something that you would be able to do. So the Gemara says, Rava told Abaya, Humi Boile L'Kedetanya. Now you want to know why you need V'hoye B'yem Anchile Yizbanav and you need Lo Yuchal Avaker. You need it for the following price. Abachanon Oma Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Abachanon said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma Tamu Le Yuchal Avaker. Why did the Torah say Lo Yuchal Avaker? Because it says in the Pasuk V'hoye B'yem Anchile Yizbanav, it says that if you want to take one of your sons and single him out and give him the Yerusha, one of your daughters and single her out and give her the Yerusha, that's something you're allowed to do. Therefore, sheyachol, I could have thought, I could have made a kal v'chaymer. Uma pashut. Madacha pashut. Sheyofa koichoy, shenoita baroi kebemuchzik. A pashut, a regular Yerush, doesn't just yarshin what the father had in his estate at the time that he died, what was muchzik, but he yarshins roi as well. Still, the Torah says that if you want to take the chelak pashut, you want to give it to somebody else, you have a right to do that. So I would have thought Bechar, Shehura Koichai, a Bechar who has less rights in his Pishnayim. Where do you see that? Because a Bechar is not Noita Baroika B'Mochsek. Like Kol Shekain. So certainly I would have thought that if the father wants to transfer it, he would be able to. Talmud Loimar. That's why the Torah said, Lo Yuchal Levaker. But the point is, you want to know why the Torah had to say V'hoya B'yayim Anchila Yizbanav, doesn't it anyway say Lo Yuchal Levaker? Said Rava, and you almost can't even read the words because it's not clear what Rava's teretz is. In fact, Abaye is about to ask that Rava, I'm not exactly sure what you're saying, but a braisa, which is a whole shtickle Torah. Now, why did Torah say Lo Yuchal Levaker? Because Once it says Vahoya B'yem Anchila Yizbanov, which teaches me essentially Rabbi Yechim and Breikas Halacha, so you would have thought certainly if the father could do it for the Chelik HaPashat, which is Yofa Koichoy, that he's not the Breikim and Mochsek, for sure he should be able to do it for the Chelik HaBachar, the Pishnayim, where he's in a not the Breikim and Mochsek. So that's why the Torah had to say that even though Vahoya B'yem Anchila Yizbanov, that yeah, as it relates to the Chelik HaPashat, if you want to single out a Ben Ben Abanim, that's something you can do. But when it comes to the Pishnayim, counterintuitively. Why is it counterintuitive? Because it goes Kenega the Svara of the Kal V'chomer, that's going to be different, and that's why the Torah said, "Lo yuchalavak." Ma Talmud loymar v'hoyu v'yom anchila yizbanov sheyachol. Because had it said "Lo yuchalavaker," and it would not have said "V'hoyu v'yom anchila yizbanov," I would have never made the inference. Oh, it's tafke the chelak abechar that you can't be mevaker, but the chelak apasha you could. Because I would have said just the opposite. I would have said "Valoy din huma abechar shehura koyche she'ena noite broyke b'mochzik." Amr Torah lo yuchalavaker ma decha abechar who's hura koyche on the pishnayim. The Torah says "Lo yuchalavaker." So pasha. So the Pashut who has a Yafa Koicha, he gets Beroike B'mochzik. Certainly you shouldn't be able to transfer. Talmud Leimah V'hoi B'yem Anchila Yizbanov. That's why the Torah had to say V'hoi B'yem Anchila Yizbanov. HaTorah Nosna Rishus La'av L'Hancha L'chol Mishayirtza. To tell me that the Torah said that even though you can't be Mevakir the Chelik HaBachar, the Pishnayim, but as it relates to the Chelik HaPashut, that's something you could do. And again, although it's counterintuitive, but that's the way it is. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Yechim and Breikas had a Chiddush. His Chiddush has to have a source in the Torah. It does. Rabbi told us what the source is. V'hoi B'yem Anchila Yizbanov, not B'yom Sheyinchalu Banov. Rather, V'hoi B'yem Anchila Yizbanov, as if the father is dictating on his deathbed and he's determining how exactly the Yerusha is going to work, as long as it's Amit. Sheroy liyarshem machloik is what exactly that means. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yechim Breike and the Stam Mishnah. But the bottom line is that is going to be okay. Abaye said, "What do I need that pasuk for? Learn it from layuchalavaker. Layuchalavaker sounds like the pishnayim you can manipulate, but the chelak apasha you could." And on that, Rabbi says, "No way. If I only had layuchalavaker, I would have said faked. If you can't manipulate the pishnayim kavuchaymer, you can't manipulate the chelak apasha. Why? Because the pishnayim has less rights than the chelak apasha does. The pishnayim doesn't get." As opposed to the Chelak HaPasha does get Beroike B'mochzik. So, if Layuchal Avakir the Pishnayim, certainly Layuchal Avakir as it relates to the Chelak HaPasha, that's why the Torah had to say, V'hoi B'yayim Anchila Yizbanov. But what emerges at the end of the day is that the father could manipulate the Chelak HaPasha, that is Shitas Rabbi Yechim and Breike, and it's learned that from V'hoi B'yayim Anchila Yizbanov, but the father cannot manipulate the Chelak HaBachar, and that's learned that from a pasuk in the Torah that even Rabbi Yechim and Breike has to concede because it says Layuchal Avakir. What also emerges is that it's counterintuitive. Because you would have thought that the father should have more ability to manipulate the Chelak HaBachar than the Chelak HaPashat. Why? Because the Chelak HaPashat is Yofa Koichai and the Chelak HaBachar is Hura Koichai. So based on the Midah, the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Adreshus Bam, the Midah of Kal V'chomer, you would have thought that for sure it should be the other way. Kamash Malan, this is a parashah in the Torah that is counterintuitive. It's not something that is super logical. But at the same time, Azoy Yidos, that Imamra al Ben Ben Abonim, Bas Ben Abonim, according to Rabbi Yechim and Broiko, or at the very least, Al Misha Roy Liyarshoi Dvar of Kayomim, if however you're trying to chapel with the Pishnayim, then already, Loy Omar Klom, Omarab Zreiko, Omarab Ami, Omarab Chanino, and if you look at the Girsa of the Bach, it goes weiter, Omarab Yanai, Omar Rebbe. Okay, so it's Rab Zreiko, Rab Ami, Rab Chanino, Rab Yanai, and Rebbe. Halacha to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. That the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, which stems with what we saw on Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yudah Mashmul said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Rabbi said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Amalei Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba heard what Rabbi Zreika said in the name of Rabbi Ami, the name of Rabbi Chani, the name of Rabbi Yana, in the name of Rabbi. That what? Halacha to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. So he told him back, Hoira Itmar. We have a different Messiah. We have a Messiah that Rebbe didn't say halacha to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, but he actually paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Okay, sounds like the same thing, right? But obviously it's not, because then why would he have commented? You comment when you have something intelligent to add, right? So obviously he felt that, no, this is a very important hadah. Not halacha itmar, but hoira itmar. So the Gemara says, "B'mai komifli." What exactly is the machlikis here? Mar sovar halacha adifa, umar sovar maiser rav. They were arguing in a very subtle way. What's more chashav? When a gadol says that halach is like this, or when a gadol actually paskins like this. And you can make the argument both ways. On the one hand, paskining is better. Why? Because paskining is putting your money where your mouth is, right? You're not just saying it, you're actually doing it. Oh, that has a chshivas. But on the other hand, paskening is not such a raya, because if you're just familiar with the psak, it could be there were other factors that played into the ultimate psak. So to extrapolate a halacha from a psak is a little scary, right? If you've ever learned through a tshuva, you'll know there's all these mitigating factors, and sometimes gedolim were being mitzarif tzerufim when it came to arriving at their psak. So yeah, from a distance, you may be aware of a certain gadol who paskin something in a certain tshuva, and you will say, oh wow, look at that kula, look at that chumra. But then when you go through the sugi a little bit more carefully, you realize that there was a context. So you can make the argument that the maisa is raf, right? The maisa is better. But you could also make the argument that fakert, halacha is better, because from the maisa, I don't necessarily know what the bottom line is. And the Gemara says that's this subtle inference that's playing itself out over here. Where Rab Zrika says, Ichab de Mesayra, halacha krabiyach memroika. And Rab Abba Zokdim, nein, you're saying good, but say better, it was hoire itmar. What's that hoisafa? Because mice is rav. And if mice is rav and it's a hoira itmar, that's actually better. So on that note, the Gemara digresses. Bava Basra 101. Tan Rabban and Inla Maiden Halacha. Loi mipi Talmud, v'loi mipi Maisa. So there's merit to mice rav. There's merit to halacha adifa. And in fact, the Gemara brings a braisa that says that when it comes to halacha l'maisa, if all you have is halacha, Ein lemeiden halacha mipi Talmud. And if all you have is a maisa, ein lemeiden halacha mipi maisa. Okay, so then when do you ever know what the halacha is? If they tell you it's the halacha, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, because who said they're going to do it? And if you see the maisa, I don't know, maybe there was 9 other mitigating factors that played out. So when do you know something is the halacha? Achi yoim rulai halacha l'maisa. Oh, if they tell you halacha l'maisa, then it's different. So there's a long Rashbam over here. One mahalach that the Rashbam says is if it says halacha l'maisa, that's it, simple. Halacha is one thing. Halacha l'maisa is another thing. Incidentally, there are some famous tshuvas from Gedolei Yisrael where they came out at the end of a tshuva. What I'm saying is lahalacha avoloi l'maisa. It's a nusach that the Gedolim used to use sometimes when they said a big chiddush, like, I like it. In the sugya, it'd make a great chabura. But at the same time, it's loy l'maisa. Not taking any chances, but achi yoimru halacha l'maisa, then already it's going to be good. Shal v'amru lei halacha l'maisa. Let's say somebody asks a rabbi a question, and he was told halacha l'maisa. Okay, yelech v'yasa maisa. So you got what you were looking for. You got the halacha l'maisa, so you could go do the maisa. Ubelvad shelo yadama. But at the same time, you can't be medama milsa l'milsa. So if you ask the shayla in halacha, and you got a psak, halacha l'maisa, and you want to now apply it, you want to be a tein l'chachem v'yech gemoed, you want to cut and paste, don't be medama. Never compare one thing to another, because it could be there's a flaw in your argument. So the Gemara says, mayu b'vad shelo yadama. Let's meditate on this line for a second. Seriously? So if you see a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, and you are a poisik, and you want to apply this tshuva Chassam Sofer to some shayla that just cross your desk, you can't be medama milsa l'milsa. Fake the Gemara, v'kola toiru kula din muya medaminala. Isn't that what we do? That's the entire Torah. Every tshuva that was ever written is being medama milsa l'milsa. The Gemara is always saying toshma, right? That is what we do. The entire Torah is dimuye medaminala. So how could you say, ubavach lo yadama? So the Gemara says, I'm Ravash. Ravash said, hachi kama. You have to read the not such fine print. This was a huge omission. Ubavach lo yadama betreifis. Oh, treifis, we're not learning treifis. Treifis man dechar shmei, but enechanami. What that Braisa said was, ubavach lo yadama when it comes to treifis. A treifis is one area you have to be careful. The Tanya, and it's based on the following price. You never say, oh, I went to a rabbi, I showed him an animal, and the rabbi paskin that it's kosher. Now I have something that's awfully similar, but I already got a psak, so I know this is kosher as well. That you're not allowed to do. The alta tama, and don't be taken aback by this psak. There's certain parts of the animal that if you would cut it on this side of it, it would live, and you cut on that side of it, it would die. So you see that it's very difficult to be medama milsa l'milsa, so that caveat, ubevach lo yadama, cannot be taken out of context. In fact, there's a very, very, very micro context. Ubevach lo yadama, it's negay, one perik in Shas, perik eilu treifus and masach tuslon, it's the only place this is negay. But you're right, in kol ha'teira kula, Levar mitrefa is demuya medaminola. Of course, you're allowed to be medama milso milso. Now, this sugya is going to continue into tomorrow's daf, which be'ezer Hashem we will pick up, albeit mikanu labola mafreya from 7.5 years ago. So, just to end today's daf with one ha'ara, and that is, so the topic of today's daf was Rabbi Yechim and Breika, a topic that Be'ez Hashem will go more into. What emerged is that even though Rabbi Yechim and Breika famously said that if somebody was masna al misha roi liyorshai, even though it's technically a masna masha kasa batayra, dvar of kayyamim, but it doesn't work for the chilek habachayra. So if you want to take the chilek habachayra from one of your sons and give it to another son, that's not okay. And it's based on a pasuk in the Torah. It's seemingly not even negotiable. It says, "V'hoi b'yeman chilei es banav esas sheyia loy lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben hasnua habachar." Torah says that's not something that you're allowed to do. So that although Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika has this very liberal idea of im amra misha roy liyarshet varav kayamim, but there's an exception to the rule, and that's the chelak habachar. And the Gemara made a big deal about the fact that it's really counterintuitive, because madach you can manipulate the chelak haposhot, which is yufak koichai. It's not the Breika b'mochsek. So you would think for sure you should be able to, as it relates to the chelak habachar, based on the mid of Kalva Chaymer, that's 100% an accurate observation. But at the same time, it's all based on Psukim. Rabbi Yechim and Breikas Halach has learned from Vahayu B'yem and Chilei Esbanav, and the fact that you can't be Mevaker, the Chilei Kabachar, is learned from Lo Yucha Levaker Esbenu Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Hasnua Habachar. The Ramban, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, the Parshas Kiseitze, on that Pasuk, Lo Yucha Levaker Esbenu Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Hasnua Habachar, says the following. He says, what does the pasuk mean when it says Lo Yucha Levaker Es Beno Ahuva? What it means is Azara Shelo Yasazeh. It's a loisaseh. You're not allowed to. Meaning, what the Torah is saying is it is asur, it's forbidden for a person to be mevaker the bechar. Now, why did the Ramban feel like he had to say this? Because the Torah doesn't say thou shalt not do it. What does the Torah say? Lo Yucha. You cannot do it. So from a Pshutei Shal Mikra perspective, it sounds like it's not usur, it's just not something you can do. Right? Let's think Rabbi Yochanan ben Broikadik. If a person wants to single out one of his sons and give him more, that's something he's allowed to do. So you see that a father has certain rights when it comes to being Manchal Esbanav. So Solkadai Techamino, the same is true for the Chelek HaBachar. Kamash Malon, that you can't do it. But let's say you do it. It doesn't work because you can't do it. But let's say you did it anyways. You're over a loisase? You get malchus? This goes down as something you'd have to do tshuva for? No. I don't necessarily see that. What the Torah is saying is, you can't do it. Meaning it physically does not work. But not that thou shall not do it. So it's that diktuk that the Ramban is addressing. And he says that even though it says in the Torah, lo yucha levaker es beno ahuva, but really, azara shelo yasazeh. What this really is an azara that you cannot do it, that you should not do it, that it's usur to do. V'chein kulam, says the Ramban. And this is true for every single time it says in the Torah, loy suchal. For example, loy suchal lecha b'sharecha, loy suchal lasei solecha ish nachri. How about loy suchal lesale, right? Ramban doesn't quote that one. But the bottom line is, very often the Torah will mention the Nazara, and the language that the Torah will use is not loy yaseh, but loy suchal. V'amr unkelis, says the Ramban, if you look at Targum unkelis on all those psukim, you know what it says? Leslach reshu. You have no permission. What do you mean you have no permission? Not you can't physically do it, but you have no permission to do it, right? If somebody asks you, can you do something for me? And you say, you can't do it. No, you just don't want to do it. You're lazy. You could do it. That's this nuance that's playing itself out here a little bit. And that's what the Ramban is trying to bring out. That even though it says, lo yucha levaker es ben ahuva, it doesn't simply mean asa arbitnish. It's rather true asa arbitnish. But it's more than that. It's also an azara. It's as if the Torah would have said, you're not allowed to do it. What does lo yisucha mean, says Unkelis? Les lach rishu, says the Ramban. So why then did the Torah say loy suchal? Vatam, the reason the Torah said loy suchal is because what the Torah wanted to say was loy sitein yecholes lenafshecha lasis kacha. What the Torah is saying is that you shouldn't even give yourself the ability to maybe do that. Meaning, you could technically try to go ahead and do it, but what the Torah is bringing out is that this should be something that's so rachuk from you that it shouldn't even be shaykh for you to do it if this was something that you wanted to do. V'hu maflik ba'azara. It's just the Torah's way of being maflik, magnifying, making this azara very, very big. The Ramban continues. The Ramban says that if loy suchal, but Yuchel of Akris Ben Ahuva is an Azara, so now we know there's a Lois Aseh involved if a father decides that he wants to transfer the Pishnayim from one Bechor to the other Bechor. V'chein, the Ramban says, is, ki es Ben Abechor, Ben Asnua Yaakov Lossa Esli Pishnayim, Mitzvah Saseh Shiyan Tchilenu Pishnayim. When the Torah says, in the end of the Pasuk, that the Ben Asnua, if he's the Bechor, he's the one that gets Pishnayim, what the Torah is saying is that there's an Aseh as well. V'hine, Hamashves Abechor Le'echa Benach Lossai. What emerges then is that if somebody would be mashed with the Bechor, he would take away the Chelek HaBechor from one of his sons. Over Beloisa Asei V'Asei. What he would be over is a Lois Asei and an Asei. The Lois Asei is Lo Yuchel Avaker as Ben Ahuva, and the Asei is Ki as Ben HaBechor Ben Asnua Yaakir Losses Loi Pishnayim. So if someone does this Inyan, it's a Lois Asei and it's not just a Lois Asei, it's not just an Asei. This is one of the Lois Aseis Vaseis. Continues the Ramban. Va'afal pisha ein dvar of kayama bedin. And you should know, even though what he did didn't work, but at the same time, if you do it, it didn't work. So the whole thing is a chuk of etlula. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're going to be over a Lois Asei and you're going to be over an Asei. In other words, the Ramban in his Pirush al Torah holds that when it says in the Torah, Yuchal Avaker is Benu Ahuva Pnei Ben Asuma Bechor, it's a loisase, even though the language layucha doesn't sound so loisase, Dick. And certainly in the context of Rabbi Yochanan and Reiki, you can appreciate what the Torah is trying to say, and it doesn't mean loisase. The hoyabim and chile is born of that. I could transfer. This, you can't. It's a loisase. It's like eight chazer? Who said that? Zakhtu Ramban, leslach rishu. No, it's really a lois to say, oh, and by the way, the Torah also said, ki es ha-bechor ben asno yakir losalei p'nishnai, which means this is an inyan of a lois asay and an asay. It's yodua that the Rambam wrote a sefer mitzvahs, obviously. And it's also yodua that the Ramban wrote a short commentary on the Rambam's sefer mitzvahs. Not just that, at the end of the Rambam's sefer mitzvahs, the Ramban added a list of mitzvahs, essays, and lois essays that he believes the Rambam omitted. It's known as the Shikchas HaEssen and the Shikchas HaLavan. If you look at the Ramban, Shikchas HaLavan, Mitzvah Yud Beis, the Ramban says that I went through the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, and respectfully, I must say that the Rambam omitted yet a 12th lois essay. What's that 12th lois essay? It says in the Torah, Loi Yuchal Levaker Es Ben Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnu, and I couldn't find anywhere in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Rambam should bring this lois essay. I searched high and low, it's not there. So the Rambam, says the Ramban, he missed out a very important lois essay, and that is Loi Yuchal Levaker. This Ramban is Ramban Lushitasai, the Ramban who in his Pirush Al HaTorah says that even though it says Loi Yuchal, it doesn't simply mean you cannot, but it also means thou shall not, because this is a lois asnei, and like the Ramban says, gishmak, v'nei amash v'sa b'char le'echa b'nach losay, oiv v'lois asnei v'asay. So he says, based on my understanding, this would be one of the tayag mitzvahs. The Ramban doesn't bring it, and that's why the Ramban l'shitosay in a shikas alav and its mitzvah yud beis, he brings the lav of lo yucha. Now the truth is, the Rambam doesn't bring the lav of lo yucha levakir, but the Rambam brings the inyan of nachlois. Interestingly enough, it's the last mitzvah saseh in the Rambam's mitzvah saseh. It's mitzvah resh mem ches. So there's Ramach Essen. And the 248th asay says the Rambam is, he a Torah shehoironu bedine nachlois. For who amru yisal ish ki yamus uvein ein loy v'chulu. U michlal din zeb loy sofik hei esa b'char yoresh pishnayin. Sheze mishpat mi mishpatei hayorshim. Fikvar hisbaru mishpatei mitzvah zu b'shmini v'chi mi bava basra. What we're learning right now. But the Rambam brings the inyan of nachlois. It's mitzvah. But when the Rambam brings the mitzvah, he just brings one general mitzvah. But to bring Lo Yuchal Levaker as an independent mitzvah, that he doesn't bring, and that was the Ramban's comment. I saw that the Mechas Chinuch, a mitzvah tough, where he talks about Nachlois, he says that even though the Rambam did bring a general mitzvah of Nachlois, and based on that, there would have been mockim to say that maybe the Rambam really agrees to the Ramban, that Lo Yuchal Levaker is a loisaseh. And the reason the Rambam didn't single it out is just based on the Rambam shroshim of how he operates his tayak mitzvahs. But it's all inclusive in mitzvah resh mem ches of the Rambam, which is mitzvah tof lemispar hachinuch. But at the same time, he says, I don't think that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't even hint to it in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. He said, okay, that's a din, but that there should be a lav if you maver that not. And I'll just read to you the words of Menchas Chinuch. Rambam einoy choshev zois, ki hu sfirlei duhu din nachlois ve'einoy oiver. So what did the Torah mean when it said, lo yuchal avaker, rak ha-Torah kosva de'einoy yuchal avaker, ayin baramban shom. In other words, the way the Menchas Chinuch understands it, it's taka machloikas between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam did not count lo yuchal avaker as one of his tayak mitzvahs. He brings this general mitzvah about dinei nachlis, but he doesn't hint to there being this sub loisase. The Ramban in his shikcha salavin and very mefurish in his pirush al ha-Torah does count it as a loisase. The bottom line is, it's a machloikas rishoinim. It's a machloikas rishoinim whether or not there's a loisase, an iser, for the father to be mevaker, the ben ahuva al pnei ben hasnua habachar, or all the Torah is saying is lo yuchal, that if you try doing it, it's arbitnished. You're a masla mashal kasab ha-Torah, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, that ordinarily, al mishiroi liyarsha, this would work, but in this context, this is not something that is going to work. So this, machloikas Rambam and the Ramban, is obviously a commentary on today's daf, but as it relates to this raid, it's just the Hakdama, so not terribly long, but I just wanted to be mocked in this machloikis, Rambam and Ramban, and now say over, Akushya Nefla, Akushya Atzuma, this is a Chumash Kasha, that the Rechaim HaKadosh asks in Parshas Vayechi, and that is, so we're all familiar with the Birchas Yaakov, certainly anyone that ever learned in a Chassidish Cheder is very familiar with the Birchas Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu is lying on his deathbed. Yaakov Avinu loy meis, but kaloymar. He's lying on his deathbed, and he calls together his sons, and he says, "Hey, asfu va'agidu lachem, eisa sheyikra eschem ba'achras hayom." It sounds like he was talking about us, talking about what's going on now. Certainly feels like achras hayom. Anyways, all the sons come over. It was Nesalma from Yaakov Avinu, the real achras hayom, and he ends up giving all his children brachas. Hence, this parish is known as Birchas Yaakov. And he begins with Reuven, his oldest son. And Yaakov turns to Reuven and he tells him, Reuven, b'chayriyata, you're my b'char. Koichi v'reishas oini. You're my reishas oini. Yeser se'es v'yeser oz. And because you're my b'char, really you were entitled to more gedula than your brothers. You should have gotten more se'es. The Ramban says se'es is milosh nesios v'yeser oz. And you should have gotten more strength. You're the b'char. As a result, in the world of Nachlois, you're entitled to more than your brothers. However, Pachas Kamayim. But because you acted in haste, like Mayim Hanishpachin, Al Toysar. It's for that reason you're not going to get more than your brothers. When was Reuven Pachas Kamayim? Ki Aliso Mishkeve Avicha. Because you are Mevalvel, the bed of your father. This is a reference to the passing of Parshas Vayishlach that says Vayishkav Reuven Ezbila. So what exactly that means? That's the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Nunhei, and that's Koloimu Reuven Chate Enei Alatoya. That's the dream of the Rama, etc., etc. But whatever that means, that's not our sugi right now. Yaakov Avinu tells Reuven Ki Aliso Mishkevei Avicha Oschi Laute Yitzuye Allah. The Shechina went away from my Mita, Ayin Rashi, and it's because of that you're not going to get what you were supposed to get. So Reuven b'chayriyata koichi v'reish nesoini. And yes, nese'ez v'yes arayz. Really, you should have gotten more. Oh, but because of what happened with Bila, al toysar, you're not going to get more. And this is the admonition / bracha that Yaakov Avinu gives Reuven right here at the onset of the Birchas Yaakov. If you take a look at Targum Unkelis on this pasuk, Targum Unkelis says like this: Reuven buchriat cheli v'reish tokfi loch havachazi lemisav tlosa chulkin. You were really supposed to get three chulkin: b'cheirusa, the b'cheira, kohunta, the kohuna, umalchusa, and the malchus. But al de azalto lekovel apach hakemayim Baram loy ahanes choylok yata loy sisa, etc., etc. You're not going to end up getting it. So Unkelus is mefarish a little bit more. Unkelus says that what Yaakov was telling Reuven is there were three chulokin that you were supposed to get. You were supposed to get becherusa, you were supposed to get kohunta, and you were supposed to get malchusa. If you look at Targum Yoinesin talks even more. Targum Yoinesin says as follows: Reuven buchri ant reish chel shimushi. The Sheiroi, Karius Harhoiri, Chame, because of this, Havaloch Bechairusa, Uravus Kohunta, Umalchusa. You were supposed to get, like Unkela says, you were supposed to get the Bechaira, you were supposed to get the Kohunta, and you were supposed to get the Malchusa. But because you sinned, it's Yehivas. I'm taking it away from you. And here's the punchline. I'm going to give Bechairusa to Yosef. Yosef is going to get the Bechayra. Umalchusa, the Malchus, Liyehuda. I'm going to give Liyehuda. Uchohunta, Lelevi. And the Kohuna I'm going to give to Levi. So in Targum Yoinesin, it's Mavur, that the things and the Milois that were taken away from Reuven were given to specific sons of Yaakov. The Bechayra was given to Yosef. The Malchus was given to Yehuda. And the Kohuna was given to Levi. The truth is, this idea that the Bechira was given to Yosef and that the Malchus was given to Yehuda is Mefurish in a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. And if this Pasuk sounds familiar, it's because the Gemara earlier in Yesh Noichlin on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph brought this Pasuk and talked about it a little bit. So this is Divrei Hayamim Aleph. It's Perikei Pasuk Aleph. The Pasuk says, Ubnei Ruvein Bechir Yisrael. Ki hu ha-Bechir. Reuven is the Bechar. U'bechalo lo yitzuyei aviv. But when he was mechalo yitzuyei aviv, the Maisa with Bila, nitna bechayrosai livnei Yosef ben Yisrael. The Bechar was taken away from him, and it was given to the bnei Yosef ben Yisrael, u'bevaloi lehisyachis lebechar. So if you look at all the Mefarshe Divrei Hayamim, so they all say that the lemaisa of the Bechar was given to the bnei Yosef ben Yisrael. But in the world of Yichus, Reuven would still be referred to as the Bechar Yisrael. That's why this pasuk begins. Nay, Reuven Bechar Yisrael. As it relates to the Yichus, that would remain by Reuven. The next pasuk says, Ki Yehuda gavar be'echav ulunagad mimenu. Yehuda gets the Malchus, v'ha-Bechayra li-Yosef. The Bechayra goes to Yosef. Now, where do you find that Yosef actually got the Bechayra? Where do you get it? So it's very pashut. Because when Yosef entered Eretz Yisrael, when all the Shvatim entered Eretz Yisrael, the Shevet of Yosef got a double portion, Ephraim u'Menashe, Keruvein v'Shimon Yehuda. And that's the Pishnayim, L'chura, that the Bechor is entitled to. And really, the Pishnayim would have gone to Reuven, but Oschilalta, and as a result, the Bechor was transferred from Reuven, it was given over to Yosef, and where does it shtel zechoyes? Ephraim u'Menashe keruven l'shimon yuli, and that's why the bnei Yosef got a pish nine when they entered Eretz Yisrael. So freik darachayim makadosh and parshas vayichi, and this kasha jumps off the page once you learn these psukim, and you learn bava basra daf kuflamin with takdom of the machlikis the Rambam and the Ramban, and that is says darachayim makadosh. This parsha here is a plia atzuma. I have absolutely no havon in the world in it. Why? Because everybody knows that the Avos HaKadoshim kept Kol HaTorah Kula. Ekev Asher Shama Avram B'Koili, Ekev is Gematria, 172 for 172 of the 175 years of Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara says, Vafilu Erev Tavshil. So we know the Avos HaKadoshim kept Kol HaTorah Kula. And if that's the case, Eich Oso Yaakov, Hefich Masha Kosev HaTorah Fek Torah Chaim HaKadosh. How is Yaakov Avinu allowed to go connected what the Torah says? What does it say in the Torah? Lo Yucha Levaker, as Beno Ahuva, Al Pnei Ben Asnua HaBechar. Vuhu, yet, Yaakov Avinu, Biker Yosef Ben Rochel HaAhuva Etzloi, Al Pnei Reuven Ben Leah HaSnua. Yaakov Mamish violated the Pasuk. The Pasuk in the Pshutei Shel Mikra, because Yaakov had two wives. He had a wife Rochel and a wife Leah. And the Torah says that Rochel was the Ahuva, and Leah, now what does it mean Leah was the Snua? So we have a raid bite on this. This is not for now. But the bottom line is, the Pasuk says there was an Ahuva and there was a Snua. And Yaakov Avinu says, I'm taking the Bechor away from the Ben Asnua, who's Reuven. I'm giving it to Yosef, who's the Ben Ahuva, Rebbeinu the Alma Kula. There is no more blatant violation of a verse in the Torah than this act right here. And Freik Darachayim HaKadosh, it's a plia tzuma. How could Yaakov Avinu, who was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, have so blatantly violated a pasuk in the Torah? Hafla in the Velt. This is Darachayim HaKadosh's kasha. And Darachayim HaKadosh says that really, in order to know the answer to this question, you have to know the following. And that is that the Avos HaKadoshim kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but at the same time, were they obligated to keep Kol HaTorah Kula? Nah. Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, that for sure. But Kol HaTorah Kula, till Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, till they stood at the foot of Har Sinai, there was no obligation to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. So as much as it's true that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but Hevi Yodea says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, they didn't have to. And when you understand the fact that they didn't have to keep Kol HaTorah Kula, that opens up the gateway a little bit to have a Havana. Why, maybe in this instance, and as we'll see in a second, in other instances, the Avos HaKadoshim sometimes veered and they didn't do what it says in the Torah. So just to read some of Lashonei Hazov of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So he says as follows. I'm skipping a little bit. Ki ha'avos kiblu ha'Torah mishem. The Avos had a Mesoira of the Torah. They got it from Shem ben Noach. Shekibel mi Noach, who had gotten it from Noach. Shekibel mi Chanoich, who had gotten it from Chanoich. Shekibel mi Adam HaRishon, who had gotten it from Adam HaRishon. Ashalomda mi Piakvura. You ever heard this? The Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam HaRishon the Torah. Tichsev, a pasuk in Eiv, Ukemoshe Pirashti says the Rechaim HaKadosh, but pasuk lo Abdul Hashamra. So you know Adam HaRishon was placed in Gan Eden. Why lo Abdul Hashamra? Simple reading of the pasuk sounds like he is going to literally be Zerea b'shas Ria and Chayrish b'shas Charisha and Kaitze b'shas Ktsira. We're in Gan Eden. But the Rechaim HaKadosh on that pasuk is very Meirich. And he says, based on the Tikkun Ezaya, what does it mean lo Abdul Hashamra? What it means is Ruchnius. It means to learn Torah. So says the Rechaim HaKadosh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taught Adam HaRishon the Torah. And there was already a Messiah. The Rechaim says, Adam HaRishon, he tells us about Chanoich, tells us about Noach, this week's parasha, Shem ben Noach, and the Avos HaKadoshim, they were mekabel it from Shem. So says the Rechaim, so there was already Torah out there, and Torah was taught already mipi agvura to Adam HaRishon. Ach, when nitztava el al sheva mitzvahs. However, there was never a situation where these tzaddikim who knew the Torah were commanded to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. The only thing they were commanded to do was to keep the Sheva mitzvahs. And they were told, Shem Yavar Aleim Yeharek, that if you're going to violate one of the Sheva mitzvahs, you're going to be killed. Avul Shara Torah, you have to be very careful with this language, Karav L'scharim Yasa, you'll get reward if you do it. You're not going to get punished if you're not mekayim. It says, even now that we have the Torah, there's such an inyan. Right? If a person doesn't wear a beged shel kanfas and he doesn't wear tzitzis, he doesn't get punished. Right? That's the Gemara Menachos. But you don't get punished. But if you put on a beged shel kanfas and you're wearing tzitzis, right? Sukkah kolshev. There's different mitzvahs. Matzah may be kolshev. We are... they're what's known as mitzvahs kiyumis. So as soon as the world was created, Adam HaRishon was given the Torah. And he told him like this, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you the Torah. You don't have to keep more than seven mitzvahs. But at the same time, the entire Torah is going to be begetting mitzvahs kiyumis. So if you do any one of the mitzvahs, you're going to get schar. But if you violate it, you're not going to get punished. Kimu Hakol, but the Avos, because they loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they had a cheshek for the Oysher Elyon, they kept all the mitzvahs. Ka'amru, Ikev Ashasham Avram, Va'amru Zalkim Avram Avinu, Afilu Erev Tavshilim, Ve'ezbon of Hekim Tachtov, Laharviach Toyelas HaMitzvahs Ve'esek HaTorah. And they transmitted this Messiah over to their children. But in the event they ever felt that there would be some Tayeles or some Hatzlocha by violating one of the principles in the Torah, where he felt that he would be Matzliach if he married two sisters, Rachel and Leah, he turned a blind eye from the benefit that would come from doing this mitzvah, because at the end of the day, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah, and he won't be punished if he doesn't do the mitzvah, because the Torah wasn't given yet. And it's for that reason you find that sometimes the avos would violate some of the principles in the Torah. The Reb Chaim adds to that it could be also all the times that you find that the avos violate a principle in the Torah, they were told to do that by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was beged and nevuah. And the Reb Chaim has a little bit of an arichlus that we know there's a mitzvah of the Elof Tishman, that if a Navi tells you to violate something in the Torah, Hirasha, you can listen. So the avos were listening to their own nevuah, so to speak, beged the Elof Tishman, and that's why sometimes they did what they did. So I'm skipping. Says the Reb Chaim, Lefizan Noimar, Ki Yaakov Nira Be'enov, Lahanish Ruvain, Ala Shechilo Yitzue, V'Nata Mimenu HaBechayra. Yaakov Avinu felt that the right thing to do was to punish Reuven. Or maybe he was told by Nevuah. And it's for that reason Yaakov Avinu went and he did what he did. So says Dar HaChaim, it's true the others kept Kol HaTeruku, but not always. Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, right? That's a violation of the parish of Arayas. So, what's Psha? I mean, did they keep or did they not keep? Says Dar HaChaim, they usually kept, because it made sense to keep, because they understood that it's karva laschar if they keep. But at the same time, being that they didn't have to keep, if they felt it was some tayelis that outweighs the benefit of keeping the mitzvah that would come about by violating, they did. And you have to say, Yaakov felt it was some tayelis that was going to come from marrying two sisters. And you have to say that Yaakov felt that there was some tayelis from punishing Reuven and transferring the Bechair from Reuven to Yosef. And that's why they did what they did. Now, the Reb Chaim Toich Dvarav explained what the gather of Torah mitzvahs was by the Avos. Had they even know about Torah mitzvahs, right? That's the age-old question. How did the Avos HaKadoshim know about the Torah mitzvahs if the Torah wasn't given yet? Now, the Gemara does say in a few places that there were seven things that predated Bryas Olam, that were created even before Bryas Olam. One of them is the Torah, Seder, we know that. But at the same time, how did it come to the Avos? So the Velt says that the Zohar Kodesh says, "Estakol by Raisu Bara Almo." So they were able to extrapolate the Torah from the brief. It's not what the Reb Chaim says. The Reb Chaim says that Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Adam Arishon the Torah, and Adam Arishon gave it over. The Messiah went to Chanoich, it went to Noach, it went to Shem, it went to the Avos HaKadoshim. They had a Messiah in it. But the Reb Chaim says even a bigger chiddush. He says that they were even commanded to do it. Of a begeder mitzvahs kiyumis, not begeder mitzvahs chiyuvis. And that's why if they ever felt that the pros of violating outweighed the cons, they could do it. Now, we can't do it because we have an obligation to do whatever the Torah tells us to do. But they had that liberty, and as a result, they did what they did. Now, this shtickle Torah of the Reb Chaim HaKadosh, the spirit of it anyway, is yidua in Koslei Beis Medrash, from Hagoyin Hagodah, Reb Chaim Volozhin, and Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, it's in Perikov Aleph, he says almost verbatim what the Reb Chaim HaKadosh says, but there are some differences, and I think they're not insignificant. The Nefesh HaChaim is also discussing why was it that the Avos HaKadoshim kept Torah mitzvahs. And he says as follows. He says that we know right in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, when man was created, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, B'Tzalem Elohim. And the Nefesh HaChaim, right in the beginning of a Sefer, says, what does it mean that man was created B'Tzalem Elohim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no tmus, V'lo yasigu, masigei haguf, ve'in lo shum dimyon klal, right? So what does it mean that man was created B'Tzalem Elohim? And Nefesh HaChaim says, ki yodua, there's no time to be mayruch in this, but his al regalachas mahalach is that the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim is the Shem that depicts the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Koicho Yiskula, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Machrif. The fact that man was created B'Tzalem Elohim means that man was given that Koyach, and man has the ability to build and destroy. How do we build and how do we destroy? Not with a shovel, not with our hands, but the way we build and destroy is with our mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. A Yid does a mitzvah, he's Boina Olamos, and if a Yid does an Avera, Chalilach, he's Machrif Olamos. And that's what it means that man was created B'Tzalem Elohim. He's in the image of Elohim. He has that inyan of Baal Koichos Kulam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So in Perek Chaf Aleph, this is 20 prakim into this inyan, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, V'zu hoisegam kol inyan avoidosim shal Avos. This was the whole avoid of the Avos. V'chol ha-tzadikim ha-rishoinim shekimu ha-sateiru koidim nesinasa. K'moy shedoshu ha-zal ala posik min ha-behema ha-toira. V'omru, Rashi brings in this week's parasha, mikad shalom ha-noyach toira. V'omru, and we know Kim Avram Avinu has kol ha-toira kulav ha-filu erev tafshilin. Says Reb Chaim V'loshen, Eloi shahoyu mitzuvim v'oysim kach mitzad adin. They weren't mitzuvim v'oysim to do it. Timkei loy hoyu mamidim chas v'sholom al taitam v'asogosom. If they would mitzuvim v'oysim, they would have always kept Torah mitzvahs. And Reb Chaim V'loshen says, you find they didn't always keep Torah mitzvahs. Where do you find it? So Reb Chaim V'loshen gives two examples. Yaakov married two sisters. That's one of the examples that Rechaim HaKadosh get. And Amram married Doidosai. Yechevet was his aunt. And he married his aunt Yechevet. Rak mitzad hasogosom, betoya sichlon, hatikunem anoiron, hanasem b'chol mitzvah bo'ilomois, v'koichos nel yoyne v'tachtoyne, v'apkomem agdoyne, v'achurme v'arusach hasvashom, sh'yigarme b'em aloyim kaimum. That's why they did what they did. Talks more about Noach, geshmak. V'chein Noach hikriv dafkim na b'ema teira. Noach, when he brought his karbonis, he brought from the b'ema teira. Ki ro the hissig hakoyach vashirisho elyon shall call behem of a chay. Ezemehem koyach shrosh mitzadakdusha vehikrivo. The ezemehem koyach nafsh mitzadatumma vesitrachro veloibachar balakriva the fun of Yisbarah. Kiloyrox vezeo vayisalich hanoich esolikim. Esolikim is salich noyach. Welikim asher esolcha voice of the fun is mamash a chumashim parshas noyach. He says that's why whenever you find that any one of the kadmoinim kept Torah mitzvahs before they went itstavi, you know what the lashon is? Which name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did they clap tzich tzutu? Elohim. Vayisalich hanoich esho Elohim. Esho Elohim hisalich noyach. Ho Elohim asher ishalchu avoysay lefonov. Why? Because Elohim, we said, is the Baal Koiches Kulam. That's the Tzelem Elohim. And that was dafka, the knait of the avoid of the office. The yisoid of the avoid was they understood it. They heard the Tzelem Elohim. And that's why they're going with that midah of Elohim. So says the Nefesh HaChayim, that's why, as much as the Avos HaKadoshim kept Torah mitzvahs, but sometimes they violated. And the reason is, because really the whole inyan was to be mesakin d'olamos. So if they felt that the tikkun olamos is going to be best by keeping Torah mitzvahs, they kept Torah mitzvahs. But what if they felt that the tikkun olamos would actually be better if they violated? Then they violated. Now, what if you today decided that in your tikkun olamos it's going to be better if you violate? It's too late. But had they captured the Rachman olam alach, brachas taf yudam ad aleph. That was the teichach Yeshaya Novi gave Chizkiyahu HaMelech, like Reb Chaim V'loshen brings. But at the same time, the Avos HaKadoshim before the Torah, they had no tzivoy. So if they had no tzivoy, so mechateisi, they don't have the right to go and manipulate and do what they want to do. Then the Rachman says, and then the Nefesh HaChaim says another davar nifla. He says that it could be that's why. That's why the Avos were never given Torah mitzvahs. Why were the Avos not given Torah mitzvahs? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that the world required certain tikkunim that could only come about through Averis. And if Torah mitzvahs would have been given, they would not have been able to. Meaning, Klai Yisrael had to come from Shtei Achais. Had to be. Why? Obviously, this is way above our pay grade. But Klai Yisrael maybe had to come from Shtei Achais. And if there would have been a mitzvah Shtei Achais, so then Klai Yisrael couldn't have came. So Davka, for that reason, says Reb Chaim V'loshen, is maybe why the Torah wasn't given. But the bottom line is, Nefesh HaChaim says, very similar to what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. And that is, that the Avos HaKadoshim that kept Torah mitzvahs, obviously they weren't commanded to. They felt it was a Tayeles, and as a result, if they thought the Tayeles was better by violating than by observing, they went ahead and violated. But if you go through it more carefully, there is some nuance that differentiates what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is saying and what the Nefesh HaChaim HaKadosh is saying. They're not mamish saying the same thing. Number one, why did the Avos keep Torah mitzvahs? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh sounds like they were commanded to do so. There was a tzivoy. There was Adam Arishin kibul Torah misinai ki'ilu. Now, it was begeder kiyumis, not begeder chiyuvis. But there is some transmission of Torah mitzvahs, and they were told, it's karev el aschar mikaymenu v'rochek min ha'efsid. If not, Nefesh HaChaim doesn't say that. Nefesh HaChaim doesn't say there was ever any level of tzivoy. He says that they tapped into vastutzach and doylamis when a yid keeps Torah mitzvahs, and that's why they kept Torah mitzvahs. It was based on that understanding of what goes on in the oylamis ha'el yoyne. And that was the gather of why it is that they kept Torah mitzvahs. According to the Aruch Chaim, it sounds like there was a tzivoy, albeit a mitzvah's kiyumis to get tzivoy. That's why they kept Torah mitzvahs. Very simple. According to the Nefesh HaChaim, there was no tzivoy. It's just that the others tapped in to the inyan of Tzelem Elohim. And as a result, Vayisalich Hanoich Eso Elohim. It's because of a very deep understanding and appreciation for the Indian of Tzelem Alekim, that they want to now connect to that Indian, and that's why they kept Torah. The Tzad HaShava is that they didn't have to. It was only because of Eze Toyeles, and to the extent that they felt that Toyeles was better not to, they went ahead and they Taka didn't. You know, there was one Ha'ara that bothered me a little bit when I was going through now the Nefesh HaChayim, and that is, so Nefesh HaChayim says man was created by Tzelem Alekim. You have the ability to be Boinu Machriv. How you Boinu Machriv? Why is man the Baal Koichas Kulam? You do mitzvahs, you're Boinu, and you do Averis Chalila, you're Machriv. The Avos HaKadosh were never commanded to keep Torah mitzvahs, but they tapped into this Indian of being Boinu Machriv. I don't know, if you would ask me, I would have thought that this, that a person can be Boinu Machriv through his mitzvahs, is gufa la'achash and itztava b'toyra mitzvahs, right? So you have a chiv to keep toyra mitzvahs, memeilu you b'ayinu machriv, al yudei your toyra mitzvahs. To the extent that the Avos HaKadoshim were never nitztava to keep toyra mitzvahs, so why is it that their toyra mitzvahs had the ability to be b'ayinu machriv? B'chaim the Lashon gives a whole 20 prokim of Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph of what a yid can do with a machshava of a mitzvah and a machshava of an aveir, ki yodua, right? So he says, oh, you see what a mitzvah is. So memeila, that's why the Avos HaKadoshim kept Torah mitzvahs. That's how it comes in Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph. I don't know, I would have thought that, yeah, we who have Torah mitzvahs. Let me ask a question. If it ain't a Yehudi, a guy would go ahead and he would put on tefillin today, he's Bainu Machriv and Dailamis? I would have thought for sure not, right? Why not? Tefillin is Bainu Machriv. The teretz is, if you have the mitzvah, if you're shayach to your Bainu Machriv, to the extent that there ain't a mitzvah v'oisna, they were never commanded to do so, so make a taste. Now, could be this has to do with the Prashas Drachim and Drush Aleph, that if the Ovis kept Kol HaTorah Kula, memela they had a Din Yisrael. Oh, so then it's, once they kept Torah mitzvahs, they had a Din Yisrael. So if they had a Din Yisrael, now they are a Yisrael. So even though there ain't a mitzvah v'oisna, like a Yisrael, she ain't a mitzvah v'oisna, so it's not a tzushtel to an ain't a Yehudi. But that's only one side in the Prashas Drachim, v'advar matikin, v'inkam, v'kotim, v'kotim. I don't know, this was bothering me a little bit. And then I thought that maybe there's a Makar. And maybe the Makar is in a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Melachim. It's in Perek Yud Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Benoyach Sherotz Alasos Mitzvah Mishar Mitzvah Satayra. If a Benoyach says, I want to do a mitzvah, Kidei Lekabel Schar, Ein Moinen Oysoy Lasos Oysoy Kilchah, so we don't stop him from doing it. So Rambam is a Peledig Rambam. The Rambam says that if a Benoyach says, I want to sit in a sukkah, the sukkahs. I want to take Dalad Minim. I'm going to light the menorah on Chanukah. We don't stop him. In fact, sounds like from the Rambam, he's going to get schar. The truth is this, that the Rambam says right here in Perikid Allah Yod and Hilchas Malachim, he says it in a few different places. We once spoke at a raid by Hashem, Yedidi, Rablevi Chomsky, a machloikis between Raberel Soloveitchik and Ramosha in Igris Moshe. Maybe printed a shtickle somewhere on this Inyan. How literal you're supposed to take this Rambam. I don't remember all the Tzadim and all the Akuli Upshuri, but there's a Shtarki Yesh Oimrim that he's supposed to take this Rambam very literally. That if a guy says, I want to keep Torah Mitzvahs K'day L'Kabel Schar, you know why? Because he's going to get Schar. Why is the guy getting Schar? It makes no sense. Why would he get Schar for sitting in a sukkah? Maybe this has a little bit of a shaykhis to this Nefesh HaChaim, because at the end of the day, if you keep Torah Mitzvahs, you have the ability to be in Boinu Machriv, and that's the side of the Avos HaKadoshim, even if they had a din of a Benoyach. Oh, but at the end of the day, Vayisalich HaNoich Esro Alikim, Esro Alikim Esalich Noich, they tapped into the Inyan of Tzelem Alikim. And if they tapped into the Inyan of Tzelem Alikim, this is the way it's going to work. But the bottom line is, we digress a little bit, I mean, this is Dovah B'Itay Matov, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Noach, and we're about to start the Parashas of the Avos HaKadoshim to have a little bit of a Havana, a little bit of understanding what it means the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. You have an Arachayim and a Nefesh HaChaim that are both saying something very, very similar with some nuanced differences. But Al Kapanim Nachzal in Yoneinu. Yaakov Avinu says, Reuven B'chayri Yata, Koichi V'Reishas Oini, Yeses Eis V'Yeser Ois. You should have gotten the Becherusa, the Kohunta, and the Malchusa, of a Pachas Kamayim Altoisa. Because what you do, Kielisa, Mishkeve, Bichos, Chilalti, Yitzuya, Yola. So, like the Targum Yonison says, and it's a Posik in Devar Yom and Malach, Perakay, Posik, Alef, and Beis. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to take the Becherusa, I'm going to give it to Yosef. And the Kohunta, I'm giving to Levi, and the Malchusa, I'm going to give to Yehuda. And Freik Tarach, Ayma Kodesh, what's going on over here? We know the Ovis kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, so if they kept Kol HaTorah Kulo, how is it possible, says Tarach, Eich Osa Yaakov Hefech Mashakosa Batoiro Lo Yuchel Avakis Ben Ahuva Al Pnei Ben Asnu Abachor Vu Bike Yosef Ben Rochel Ahuva Etzloi Al Pnei Ruven Ben Leah. So this is one of the great kashas of all time. How was Yaakov Avinu able to do this? And the teretz is because really, although they kept Torah mitzvahs, they didn't have an obligation to keep Torah mitzvahs. And being that they didn't have an obligation to keep Torah mitzvahs, so if this was something that they felt Ezer Tayelis was going to come from, Yaakov felt it would be a Tayelis by doing this, that's why he did it. We're just going to end with this. The Reb Chaim says, V'adayin ein adava maspek, but doesn't answer the question 100%. Why not? Ki lama lo nitna elo li Yosef. Why did Yaakov Avinu give the Bechari to Yosef? V'loi li Yehuda. Oy l'sharach magdayon. He could have given it to one of the other brothers. Why did he give it to Yosef? Now the truth is, from the Pesukim itself, it sounds like, don't give it to the Ben Ahuva instead of the Ben Asnua. As if to say there's some fleeting Havamina that maybe the Ben Ahuva has a Sheiches. So maybe to the extent you're taking it from the Ben Asnua, it's appropriate to give it to the Ben Ahuva. And Yosef is the Bechar of the Ben Ahuva, right? But the Reb Chaim is bothered by this kasha. It says, why didn't he give it to Yehuda? Why didn't he give it to one of the other brothers? Says the Reb Chaim, Ubesefer HaZoyer, Parshas Vayishlach, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav, Kosav Tam Hazdavar Vezel Lashaynai. But let me tell you the answer that I found in the Zohar HaKadosh. So the Zohar says like this, B'shaita da'ol l'gabod l'Leah, the night that Yaakov Avinu got married, and he went to Leah, Kol Ahu L'Elya, Ru'use V'libe Hava B'Rachel. His heart and his mind, his thoughts the entire night were on Rachel. Why? The Chashav the Rachel Ihi. Because he thought that really he was being mizdavik with Rachel. Ahadar uvdalab asrei bechurte ahadrus liyosef. So that when later there was a time that Yaakovinu had to take away the bechira from Leah's oldest son, he said, I'm going to give it instead to Yosef's, to Rachel's oldest son. Hine, says the Archaim, Tamzem Maspik, Lenatilos Bechir Miruvay, Vesamid Beyosef, Kihu Kefia Emes, Sha'ola Bemachshova Rishoim Bebir Rishoina, Kishahitl Zari Yaakov, Chosha Beimai. He says, when Yaakov Avinu had the Machshova Rishoina to go build the Klal Yisrael, in his mind, the first son that he was going to have was the Bechir of Rachel. And who was the Bechir of Rachel? The Bechir of Rachel was Yosef. Sekuntais, on some level, Yosef is the Bechir. And being that on some level, he's the Bechir, why? Ki kafiyo emes sha'ola b'machshava rishayim debiyah. In the machshava, he's the Bechir. And being that in the machshava, he's the Bechir, because he thought that he was with Rachel, now with Leah. So now that it comes time to take the Bechir away from Leah's son, who am I giving? I'm going to go to you. I'm not giving it to Yehuda. You know why? Because erhat epes ha-sheiches with the Bechir. Where is he the Bechir? Because when he was Hitl Zaroi, his machshava was Yosef's mother. His machshava was not Reuven's mother. I think the tzushal to this is the Goyen, and we're going to stop. And that is, we already spoke out from the Goyen earlier in the week, that when you talk about Bechira, Bechira is not totally on who was born first. It's not who the leader was first. It's the Reishis Oinoi. That's what matters first. But you see in this Zohar even more than that. You see in this Zohar there's an Indian that it could be even the person that the father had the machshava should be the Reishis Oinoi. Even that person might end up being the Bechar. So before this week, if somebody would say, how do you determine, how do you define the Bechar? What do you mean? Whoever's born first is the Bechar. We have the Goyen, the controversial Goyen. Controversial in the sense, did he say it or did he not say it? But we have that incredible Goyen who answered four kashas in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tse'etzeh. This Zohar HaKadosh, that the Archaim, we're not learning Zohar, we're learning Archaim, that the Archaim HaKadosh quotes, takes it to even another level. And that is, that it could be Yosef is the Bechar. On some level, he's the rightful Bechar. In Pnimius, Yosef's the Bechar. He is the Bechar. You know why? Ki kafiyo emesh ha'olah b'machshav ha'rishen b'biyo kishahitl zare Yaakov chashav ha'imoy. Because when Yaakov was matl zare, he was thinking about Yosef's mother, and on some level, that gives Yosef a schus to have a Bechar. Now, Stam, he wouldn't have given it to Yosef in Nikla anyways. But Reuven Bechir Yata, now I have to take it away from you. Pachas Kamay Amal Toysar. You know I'm giving it to? I'm giving it to Yosef, because Yosef has some tzad Bechir. Yosef has some schos in being the Bechir.